wonderful time. You'll entertain me all week long over there, and I love that about you. Then we'll be back here next week for more freeform silliness for your stick-shaking action. And I do believe next week will be the first week of summer on the Tufts University, which means that nobody's going to be following us for a few months, so that's going to be fun. I'll be able to languish. Languish? Is that the right word? Well, it depends on how you look at it, I guess. Anyway, one final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over. We'll be back here next week. See you all week long over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. And stay tuned to your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams and sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright and bring you closer to me.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello. Hi, everyone. How's it going? I hope everyone's doing very fantastically. I really like that last song that I played. I feel like it's very underrated when it comes to the album. It was Can, and I don't know, I feel like everyone talks, but I don't know who it is underappreciating this, but I feel like it does happen. And like the ending part is like really good. I really enjoy it. So, and plus like it just sounds so tropical, which is like fitting for the weather and the atmospheric pressure and whatnot, the barometers. Because it's summery. Which also has to do with our next song. It's not necessarily the theme for the night, but I guess this theme is a little more abstract. It's a reference to something, I suppose. I got inspired by something, I suppose. Nothing really new with me, though. I'm in the midst of finals. I'm pretty swag, I'd say, if I had to use an adjective to describe it. I'm a little sleepy. I'm a little out of it. Kind of a headache. I don't know why. But I'm gonna stop talking for a second and play more music. Cause also maybe it's because I have PTSD being in this room from last week. That was such a mess. Oh my gosh, I've never. That was exhausting. I was not a fan. And then someone called me the next morning. It was really nice, but it was so bad. But not actually. I was just like, ugh, I hate technology. I feel like my mom when I say that. But it's true. But like the difference between me and my mom is like my mom's actually good at it. Like she can always figure out the DVR or DVDs or whatever. And I'm just bumbling like, I had to turn the computer off, but I didn't know how to. It was really scary. If that's the adjective for that, I forget what other thing I attributed one adjective for, but I'm replicating that experience. Anyway, I'm gonna play more music, so that's cool. Anyway, here we go. No, that's the wrong one.
That summer feeling. When there's things to do, not because you gotta. When you run for love, not because you oughta. When you trust your friends with no reason, nada. The joy I've named shall not be tamed. And that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. When the cool of the pond makes you drop down on it. When the smell of the lawn makes you flop down on it. When the teenage car gets the cup down on it. That time is here for one more year. And that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling.
If you've forgotten what I'm naming, you're gonna long to reclaim it one day. Because that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling.
And if you wait until you're older, a sad resentment will smolder one day. And then that summer feeling's gonna haunt you. And that summer feeling's gonna taunt you. And then that summer feeling is going to hurt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling, summer feeling.
which you hated. And first grade's looking good too, overrated. And you boys long for some little girl that you dated. Do you long for her or for the way you were? That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day.
Your summer feeling, summer feeling, summer feeling.
When the Oldsmobile has got the top down on it, when the catamaran has got the drop down on it, when the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. Some things were good before and some things never were, but that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Time for you when you and them are hanging around and they don't ignore you, when you say what you will and they still adore you. Is that not appealing? It's that summer feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day. Certain feeling, that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Just come. like a cushion on the sea. Yet I can never sleep here. Everything ponders in the
kicks for a living. Hey man, what's your style? How you get your adrenaline flowing now? How you get your adrenaline flowing?
Cause I need kicks.
Hey, baby, need kicks now. I'm getting bored. I need a some kicks. Oh, give it to me now. Now, kicks.
Thanks, my ventilator.
Hey man, what's your style? How you get your kicks for a living? Hey man, what's your style? How you get your adrenaline flowing? Nah, 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 nah. How you get your adrenaline flowing? And then what's your style? You know I love the way you drive your car now. And then what's your style? I ain't jealous of the way that you're living. Ain't jealous now, now the way you're living. It was way better than getting me, and it was the final thing to do. Get somebody to come on to you, then. Get somebody to come on to you, then. Yeah, you kill them now. Yeah, you kill them now. Yeah, you kill now. Cause I need kicks. I need some kicks. I'm getting bored. I need some kicks. Yeah, I need some kicks. Oh, give me that kick. Yeah, I need some kicks. Yeah, I need some kick. Give it to me now.
Salty dog, candy man. Salty dog.
Hi, everyone. Again, it's me, James. I don't know why I did that so weirdly, but that applies to most of the verbs that I do. Why? Okay, never mind. Just pretend. Anyway, so I'm going to do a PSA real fast. It's not going to have to do with the theme, whatever that is. Just noticed a lot of these in the corner say no kill. So that's interesting. Prevention. I'll do this one. This one sounds fun. Somerville cares about prevention PSA. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relationships by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also very important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead up to a fine of 2,000 big ones, dollars, as well as up to a year in jail. That's pretty crazy. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/scap. Yeah. So let that be a warning, kids. You don't want to go to court like I had to do for jury duty, but still was not a fun experience. You have to That was actually miserable, especially if you have to go to the Newton Courthouse when you're from Somerville and you don't have a car. Then it's kind of a pain in the butt. But if you do have a car and you're near Newton, then I guess nothing's stopping you from getting arrested. That's my PSA. It's a life hack. As long as you're close to the courthouse, who really cares? Yeah. So I played some cool jams. I played Jonathan Richman, That Summer Feeling, which I hinted at earlier with the whole, I don't know what the summer equivalent of vernal is, but, you know, summer, I guess, works too. And then I'm gonna wear my glasses. I feel like my eyes have been getting worse, especially at night. I don't know where I am right now, but, then I played Brian Eno, Everything Merges with the Night, which is a really good song, and I completely forgot existed until, or never totally acknowledged that it existed until I was reminded to revisit the album by an amigo. So, gracias, por favor. And then I played Lou Reed Kicks, which is hilarious. I also did not know about that song until, or did not acknowledge it until earlier today when I was making this playlist. But that song's hilarious when it jumps in and it's and it pans it. I think I can actually pan. Yeah, no, I can't. Never mind. I think hypothetically I could pan my voice right now and it would be absolutely insane. I'm going to say no, but I know for a fact I can, so I'm sorry, everyone. But yeah, it reminds me of that other, the Velvet Underground song where he's I forget what it's called. It's on the White Light, Wait, Heat One. But then it's he jumps and he's softly, and it's so funny. I love it. It's hilarious. And then I play Cat Power, Salty Dog, which is a good alternative to swearing if you want to insult someone or compliment them. It's all around a great oh man, I learned this word in I don't know, when did I read the fake version of the Odyssey? I feel like it's high school, but I know for a fact I read it in middle school, so I don't know what's happening in my brain right now. But we had to learn the word that was like, it was like a name, like a nickname of sorts, but like for gods, it was like an eponym or something. I don't know why I'm talking about this, but that was by Cat Power, who I really like the name because it's like black power, you know, it's powerful. I think I can say that. I don't know. Oh, I've been watching Atlanta. that's a good show. I mean, I finished it now. I don't know why. I feel, holla if you can relate, but I don't. That had nothing to do with Atlanta. That was just me talking. Like, I feel like when finals approach, I like find a new outlet to binge things. So yeah, I've been watching a lot of Atlanta. Some of the episodes are so good. There's this one, I forget the name of it. It's in the second season though, and it's like, it's literally, it's so good with the Michael Jackson guy-esque thing. And yo, what was the last? Oh yeah, in the middle school one. That was the last one I saw, or the last one that's out. I'm all caught up now. So that's pretty righteous, I guess, as the kids say. yeah. But that show is so good. And Donald Glover just came out with a new song, which is pretty fun. I like it. I like all the ad-libs in it by like Young Thug and 21 Savage. And I don't know. I think Migos was in there. I'm not that good at picking out. I'm not that familiar with all of the rap community to pinpoint their individual words and say who. I use pinpoint in the wrong part of the sentence there. But yeah, so that's basically my life. Wait, I feel like there was something else. I watched Atlanta and then I did something else. Oh, I watched like a bunch. I swear I'm actually studying too. It sounds like I'm just procrastinating. But Biochem does this to you, kids. So let that be a PSA. I feel like I've been talking for a long time. Well, I'll play more music and then I'll... That's what we call a cliffhanger in the biz. So, just kidding, no one calls it that. But here is another song.
was cool.
And it came to pass, all that seemed wrong was now right, and those who deserved to were certain to live a long and happy life. Ever after.
Ever after.
Journey over, all is mended, and it's not just for today, but tomorrow, and extended, ever after.
Ever after.
All the curses have been ended, the reverses wiped away, all is tenderness and laughter, for forever after. And the paths would often swerve. They were constant disillusioned, but they never lost their nerve.
And they reached the right conclusions.
And we got what we deserve.
Really,
I was perfect. I had everything but beauty. I had power and I darted like a flower in a tower. Then I went into the woods to get my wish, and now I'm ordinary.
But I'm a fella, I'm a fella, I'm an happy now. I'm happy as a spell. Happy you without power. That's been worthy of all gifts. And
to be happy and forever, you must see your wish come true.
Don't be careful, don't be clever. When you see your wish pursue, it's a dangerous endeavor. But the only thing to do.
Though it's deep, though it's darker than you may lose, the path that you may kind of walk.
You must
restrain, you must
swear, you must
impart.
Though
it's deep, though it's darker, you must swear, you must impart.
You've got your wish, you've got your wish, you've got your wish, you've got your wish.
Into the woods where nothing's clear, where witches, ghosts, and wolves appear. Into the woods and through the fear, you have to take the journey. Into the woods and down the dell, and may perhaps the hope can tell.
Into the woods to lift the spell.
Vou lhe
mudar a decisão. Botei na balança, você não pesou. Botei na peneira, você não passou. Mora na filosofia, pra que rimar amor e dor? Na filosofia, pra que rimar amor e dor? Se seu corpo ficasse marcado por lábios ou mãos carinhosas, quantos você pertencia? Não vou me preocupar em ver. Seu caso não é de ver pra crer. Tá na cara. Eu vou lhe dar a decisão. Botei na balança, você não pesou. Botei na peneira e você não passou. Mora na filosofia, pra que rimar amor e dor? Mora na filosofia, pra que rimar amor e dor? Mora na filosofia, pra que rimar amor e dor? Mora na filosofia, pra que
Hi again. Oh, this is James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Anyway, so yeah, I don't know how many songs played. A couple songs played. I hope you enjoyed all of them. I bet you never, or I never thought that I'd play a Stephen Sondheim song in this, but here I am. I know what you're probably thinking. Why'd you pick that one? And partially because it was really short, and partially because it was okay. I don't know. I need to give it a chance. It's a little too flamboyant for me. Not in like a, not in a bad way, just in a way that doesn't really tickle my fancy, I guess. I think I'm allowed to say that. Yeah, and then I played Velvet Underground, and then I played I don't know why I said that, like I was embarrassed to say that, but whatever. I played Kitanyo Velocio, and I know for a fact that's not the first time I've said that name on this thing, with like a thick Portuguese accent, but it's so satisfying. Plus, that song is really good. The way it like TikToks around. That was soundtrack to summer 2K17. At work, I listen to that all the time. With the Weed Whacker on, and it turned up all the way. Just kidding. But yeah, no. In off periods, snacking on wine berries. But yeah, it was a good time. Listening to that song is always a good time. It's a really good song. Plus, it's a good album. Except, like, the last song kind of stinks. It's, like, 2 minutes long. And it's, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's trying to say something important about the world. But it doesn't sound very good. It's, like, whatever. It's, like, Chuck Berry. Oh, there was this really nice guy at the library that I was talking to for a while. And he was, like, I bet you don't know who Chuck Berry is. And I'm like, and then I lifted my leg and he was like, oh yeah, him. That was really weird out of context, but he seemed like a nice guy. He was like the security worker. He was into guitars. And I said, my dad likes guitars, like, just cause like I know my dad doesn't like guitars. My dad likes basses, but like I thought it'd be more difficult to explain. And he was like, what guitars does your dad have? And I'm like, I know that was a super good story. Anyway, I'm going to play more music. Yeah, so bye, everyone. I think I'll be back next week. But if not, adios for a whole season. I hope you have a great summer and whatnot. Yeah, but I'll probably be back tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow. I wish. Well, not wish, but I have studying to do. And Andy Kaufman videos to watch. Oh, I meant to talk about that, but I didn't. So that's on me, I guess. But I don't really get it. That's the moral of the story, I guess. But that just probably means it's great. Why is this so soft? Excuse me. Okay. Bye. Also, just to mention, I never said the theme for today, and well, I kind of said it, and I'm not really gonna say anything new, so I don't know why I'm talking, but I found this playlist that was super good. It was just 10 songs, but they're all so good, and like, whoever made it has very good taste, but yeah, and they also are probably really cool, but I don't know. Anyway, yeah, bye everyone. So what I did was I like picked a song from each album. Yeah, it took me a while to get there, but yeah.